River 949, Marnie and Campo, member from Lockyer, Jim McDonald, joins us this morning. G'day, Jim. How are you, mate?
Great, Campo. Thanks. Good to see you. Good to talk to you and Marnie.
Thank you.
Good now, to be on the show.
Look, the Lockyer Valley won't be forcing people who are unvaccinated not to be able to come and use their facilities. What's the decision? How did this come about?
You know, this has been a very challenging time for people. You know, we're facing a pandemic which kills people. And, you know, from the start, we should say, you know, it's very important for people to get vaccinated. Myself and my family are fully vaccinated, you know, but it's a personal choice for people. And I think what the council have done has actually reflected quite a lot of small and family businesses out there saying, well, how are we actually going to police this? And there has been a lot of mixed messages from the government. And, and I've written to the Premier and made representation to them and said, you know, what exemptions, medical, religious or other things that might be actually available to people and have that recorded as a certificate, a legitimate certificate supported by a specialist or a doctor and allowing those people to be able to go into pubs and clubs, let alone the others that are unvaccinated. So, you know, there's a myriad of stuff out there. And, you know, my old world as a police officer, I know the difficulty that this is going to be to police.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a challenging thing. Fortunately, though, our vaccination rates are increasing and, you know, we should experience the freedoms that the Doherty Report and the federal government have been saying from the start, you know, of non-mandated vaccinations, but getting it high.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is the argument that's been going on, mandate or non-mandate, and I'm with you on that respect. That's my opinion, no one else's, Jim, but I'm with you on that respect.
Well, I think, I think, you know, the hard part is, as you said, it's a personal choice. And, you know, and in smaller communities, when you're going to start segregating people going and supporting business when we've had so much of closures and things like that, I think that's incredibly unfair for everyone. You know what I mean? People that want to go out, do their thing, continue to do that for whatever their reason is, whether it be medical, religious, as you said, personal, whatever. And good on you actually for doing that, because, you know, you've kind of kicked back and went, no, this is not fair. This is segregation. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it like this. So good on you.
Mate, they'll come after you, though. I think they'll try and force you to do what they want you to do. Like, you know, this border situation yesterday was just insane. And luckily, some smart people have come through and said, okay, well, we're not having that, you know?
No, that's right.
Because it's become political. We had the head of infectious diseases on our show yesterday going, this is basically, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening.
And
it's got nothing to do with the actual disease.
Well, with the health of everybody. It's becoming, more than that.
You know, I think whenever you're challenged with something, ask people involved. Ask smart people. If you're concerned about vaccines, talk to your GP. When you've got head of infectious diseases or virologists talking about the safety of the vaccinations, then, you know, listen to those people and get vaccinated.
That's it. They're the people to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's very clear that the higher vaccination rates, the less impact on our health system, right? Mm. So, but you still have to cater for people who have made that personal, medical, or religious choice. You know, we live in a free country, and let's not use fear. Let's provide hope to people so that we can actually have a great future.
Yeah, good on you, Jim.
Yeah, we love it, Jim.
You know, your Lockyer Valley money, we were right behind them.
Absolutely.
Whatever they decide.